Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2025 Q1 results of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants on the phone have been placed in a listen-only mode. We would like to mention that participation by phone is no longer mandatory. The audio can be heard directly via the webcast interface. To listen and see the presentation, please click on the long web presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session of up to 20 minutes. During the Q&A session, you are invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. The phone number is also available in the registration email. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kaphan, CFO of Mahle Group, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josefs, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I'd like to hand over to Mr. Kaphan.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I, as usually, will now present to you the 2025 Q1 results. After our presentation, we'll be happy to receive your questions again. The market environment for the automotive industry remains challenging. In addition to long-term trends like powertrain electrification and transition to carbon neutrality, we are exposed to several additional market challenges, most notably trade protectionism and geopolitical tensions. This has triggered regionalization of markets and disrupted global supply chains. At the same time, we face vehicle price competition and ongoing economic slowdown and increasing restrictions on raw materials. Let me share with you how we navigated through the first quarter of this year by having a glance at some important KPIs. Mahle Group sales in Q1 2025 were lower compared to the same period in 2024. Sales slowed down by 5.5%, resulting in revenues of 2.9 billion euros. The main reasons for the decline were deconsolidation effects and lower customer demand, which was primarily driven by reduced volumes in Europe and North America. We realized an EBITDA margin of 5.8%, which is 0.7 percentage points lower than last year in the same period. Free cash flow for the first three months of 2025 is at -171 million euros, being 66 million euros below last year's figure. This is mainly driven by the purchase price payment for the full takeover of Mahle Behr. Compared to year-end 2024, the net debt increased marginally due to the negative free cash flow. Consequently, the leverage ratio of net debt to EBITDA increased by 0.2 to 1.4 times. Mahle's credit ratings are currently Ba2 with a negative outlook by Moody's and BB- with a stable outlook by Standard & Poor's. Now moving on to the market and business highlights. S&P Global forecasts production volumes for this year to be lower for both passenger cars and medium and heavy-duty vehicles compared to 2024. Total global light vehicle production is estimated to be at 88.3 million, while global medium and heavy-duty production is seen at around 3.3 million vehicles. The main driver for the decrease in light vehicle production is the North American region, with an estimated decline of 8.2%, mainly a result of U.S. trade protectionism measures. Production in Europe is expected to decline at a rate of 3.2%, also affected by U.S. tariff uncertainties. For East Asia, production is expected to decrease slightly by 2.1%. This is mainly due to the export slowdown caused by U.S. tariffs. Against the overall negative trend, production in China is expected to grow by about 2.1%. The main reason for the growth being the easing of the tariff war between China and the U.S., as well as continuing economic stimulus by the Chinese government. Looking at the production estimation of medium and heavy-duty vehicles, S&P forecasts a decrease of 1.2% compared to prior year. The decline can be attributed mainly to the region North America. An anticipated slowdown of the economy and current uncertainties around emission regulations are leading to a decline in demand. Thus, production volume is expected to slump by 18.7%. In most of the other regions, rising volumes are expected. In Europe, a slight increase of 1% is forecasted. S&P expects some recovery in the second half of the year, even though the first half year is expected to remain challenging in the light of the economic slowdown. Also, the markets in Asia are expected to grow, most notably India with a plus of 7.7%, as well as East Asia with 3.6%. In China, the 2025 production volume is expected to increase at a rate of 2.3%. S&P expects the industry stimulus of the Chinese government to have a positive effect on transportation and thus on demand for trucks. According to our market analysis for light vehicles, the trend of the electrification of the powertrain is expected to continue in the decade ahead. Albeit at a smaller pace in Europe and the US, given regulatory uncertainty. Due to ongoing US tariff negotiations, there is still high uncertainty for the overall market outlook. In China, however, the momentum of the transition to new energy vehicles is even increasing. As already outlined in the last investor call in April, Mahle has streamlined the organizational structure effective from January 2025 onwards. The former business units, Engine Systems and Components, and Electronics and Mechatronics have been combined to the new business unit, Powertrain and Charging. The former business units, Filtration and Engine Peripherals and Thermal Management, have been merged in the new business unit, Thermal and Fluid Systems. The aftermarket business unit is continued separately under the name of Lifecycle and Mobility. The profit centers were integrated into the business units. The reorganization follows industrial logic by pooling business areas with related production technology and competencies. We are reducing interfaces and are enhancing collaboration and speed. In addition, our aim is to increase the efficiency in asset utilization and CapEx, as well as to streamline the organization and optimize tax charges. Starting with this quarter, we will report under this new structure. Mahle maintains a leading position in key product areas that are important to the automotive industry. In 27 out of our 36 main product categories, Mahle ranks among the top three suppliers in the market. This leadership is underpinned by our strong customer relationships, continued investment in innovation, and the ability to meet evolving requirements of OEMs. Mahle benefits from strong sales visibility, supported by a robust order book totaling approximately 44 billion euros over the next 5 years. On average, this covers around 85% of our projected OE and OES sales during that period. This drives a stable basis for Mahle's financials in the years ahead. Now, I would like to hand over to Jan Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insight into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. Mahle Group has generated sales of 2.9 billion euros in the first quarter of 2025. This represents a decline of 5.5% compared to the same period of last year. Of this, 3.1 percentage points are due to the deconsolidation of the BHTC and thermostat divestments. The organic sales decline amounted to 69 million euros or 2.3%. This decrease was mainly driven by lower sales volumes. Declining markets, especially in Europe and North America, and the continued delay of the e-mobility ramp-up outside of China resulted in lower customer demand. In addition, negative effects from currency conversion led to a further decline of 0.2%. The following slide gives insight into our regional sales split. In the first quarter, sales in Europe declined by 11.1% to 1.3 billion euros compared to the same period last year. More than half of this decline was attributable to the deconsolidation effects following the sale of BHTC and the thermostat business. The remainder was caused by a reduction in customer demand. Europe contributes 46% to the group total sales. Mahle sales in North America declined by 2.1% to 761 million euros due to the demand reductions. the region contributes 27% to the group's total sales. In South America, sales saw a slight decrease of 0.3%, amounting to 199 million euros. This is mainly due to the negative exchange rate impact, which counteracts the higher sales volumes. The region accounts for 7% of the group's total sales. Sales in China have been 253 million euros. The decrease of 3.6% is a result of lower sales volumes. The region contributed 9% to the group's total sales. Sales in India reached 115 million euros, accounting for 4% of the total group sales. This represents a significant 20.2% increase compared to the previous year, driven primarily by stronger customer demand. Lastly, in East Asia, we generated sales of 214 million euros, a slight increase of 1.6% compared to the same period last year, which is equivalent to 8% of group's total sales. Now let's take a look at Mahle Group's sales per business unit as of the first quarter of 2025. The powertrain and charging business unit reported sales of 983 million euros, a slight year-over-year decline of about 1.7%. The business unit represents 34% of the total group sales. The thermal and fluid systems business unit generated sales of 1.5 billion euros, which is 8% lower compared to the same period in 2024. The main reason for the decline is a deconsolidation effect following the sale of the HTC and the thermostat business, besides lower customer demand. The business unit makes up for 54% of our total group sales. The lifecycle and mobility business unit accounted for sales of 310 million euros. This reflects a decrease of 5.6% year over year, mainly due to negative exchange rate effect and lower sales volumes. The business unit accounts for 11% of total group revenue. Adding the OES business, the business unit sales would be higher by 183 million euros, resulting in total sales of 493 million euros or 17% respectively. The weaker demand also left marks on our profitability for the first quarter. On a year-to-date basis, our EBITDA was negatively impacted by significant volume declines, as well as higher personal expenses and material prices. Besides the major negative impact on EBITDA were non-operational, mainly FX. Our improvements in productivity and positive sales price adjustments could not fully compensate these negative effects. Thus, EBITDA decreased year over year by 30 million to 165 million euros, with the EBITDA margin declining to 5.8% compared to 6.5% last year. Operating cash flow for the first 3 months of 2025 decreased by 5 million to minus 18 million euros compared to the prior year. This decrease is due to a higher net working capital, especially due to increased trade receivables. Cash outflow from investing activities amounted to 153 million euros compared to a cash outflow of 92 million euros in the first 3 months of 2024. Although capital expenditure outflows for the operating business were reduced, the full takeover of Mahle Behr makes up for the major impact on the overall cash usage. As a result, free cash flow for the first quarter of 2025 decreased by 66 million to negative 171 million euros compared to the same period in 2024. Net debt on balance sheet increased by 145 million euros at the end of March 2025 compared to December 2024. This was mainly driven by a seasonally higher net working capital alongside the full takeover of Mahle Behr. This resulted in a higher leverage ratio of 1.4 times at the end of the first quarter of 2025. I would now like to hand over to Ralf Josef to give you an update on our financing profile.
Thank you, Jan. As of 31st of March, our debt maturity profile is well structured with a certain peak maturity in 2028. Mahle's main funding instruments are two corporate bonds maturing in 2028 and 2031. Our syndicated revolving credit facility in the amount of 1.2 billion provides for backup purposes and short-term cash flexibility and is virtually undrawn. As of January 2025, this credit facility has been extended with all lenders' consent to February 2028. This collaborative effort reaffirms our strong relationship with leading financial institutions, our core banks, and highlights our ongoing commitment to maintain a robust financing structure. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. The main funding instruments are bonds, complemented by the syndicated RCF, Schuldscheindarlehen, bank loans and working capital financing tools, which contain ABS and factoring programs. Given this variety of funding sources and the proven capabilities in the capital market, we feel very comfortable to deal with the upcoming maturities over the coming years. As of end of March 2025, liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash on balance sheet totaled 2 billion euros. For Mahle, ESG remains important. As a foundation-based group, ecological and social responsibility form the unifying theme of our actions, and we fully support the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Our good achievements in terms of sustainability are well documented and also evaluated externally. We report on our performance on a yearly basis. By 2024, we have reduced scope 1 and 2 emissions by already 47% compared to 2019 levels. With regard to scope 3, we have achieved a reduction of 17%. Mahle ranks in the top 5% of the automotive suppliers globally, based on the 2024 EcoVadis sustainability rating. Mahle was included in the CDP A list, earning an A for climate change and A- for water protection. Our climate targets covering scope 1 to 3 emissions have been validated by the Science Based Target Initiative. Our annual sustainability report, as well as a KPI summary called Facts and Figures, are available on our website. I would now like to hand back to Markus to give you an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thanks, Ralf. Following on our year-end update, there have been further developments on US tariffs. While the situation continues to evolve, we are actively implementing measures to mitigate the impacts and manage associated risks. Amid the intermediate easing of tariff policies and an increase of USMCA compliance of around 80% of our North American goods, Mahle's potential tariff risk after deduction of USMCA compliant goods has been revised down to 130 million euros per annum. For the calendar year 2025, Mahle expects the tariff risk to be at about 90 million euros, of which 4 million euros were incurred in the first quarter of 2025. We aim to fully pass on the tariff cost to customers while also initiating several cost optimization measures to manage the indirect effects on volume. More than halfway through, we see the second quarter sales and EBITDA margin to be in line with the first quarter. For 2025, our financial outlook is slightly adjusted in terms of lower sales as a consequence of an expected overall market decline and FX translation effects. We expect our sales to be at around 11.6 billion euros, the EBITDA margin to remain unchanged at roughly 7%, and the net debt to EBITDA ratio to increase by about 0.1 to 1.5 times. These figures do not include an even further potential demand decline from continued tariff uncertainty. It does contain, however, the expectation that we are able to pass on resulting tariffs to customers. Our leaner organization structure and our continued efforts to increase our efficiency enable us to gain traction in our business and thus to master the challenges posed by the market. we stay in motion to shape future mobility. With this, we are coming to an end for the Q1 2025 investor call and would like to mention upcoming calls already. Our next call is the half-year results 2025 call on September 9th, followed by the Q3 2025 call on December 4th. For further updates, please visit the investor relations section on our website, mahle.com. Thank you very much for your attention, and we would now like to start the Q&A session and are available for questions in the following 20 minutes.